Today is Thursday, February the 29th, 2024. Welcome to episode 85 of Rural Reliance with Candy Couple. I'm Julia.
And I'm Aaron.
We're a small homestead family in rural Southwest Virginia that work every single day to be more self-sufficient, less reliant on outside sources, merging homesteading and frugality. And we are all about being frugal, and it's the end of the month.
And you know what time it is.
Yes.
Homestead frugal tactics.
Right. And
I guess you can say, though, this is our version of loud budgeting.
It is. It is.
So if you haven't heard about that trend, it is, you know, basically saying, you know, what
you
all
you have a budget, your budget, goals.
Yep. And talking about them.
Talking about it and being held accountable. It's an interesting trend. I feel like
it's a trend we like.
We're all about it. Like, we're always like, we're on a budget. And it's going to be very hard for older generations that don't really talk about money to understand this, because they see you talking about your finances, your budget. It's like a taboo thing. You don't talk about it. You don't mention it. Like, have a budget. Well, they like, are you okay? We get that. Are you okay? Are you all okay? Are you all making it? Yeah, we're fine. We're good. But we are very vocal about being on a budget, and that is because it keeps us accountable.
Yep.
It keeps us on point, and we really do try to make sure we're doing what we need to stay on budget. And in today's economy, you need to save costs wherever you can.
Yeah, and that brought up a good article here that we saw on Yahoo this week, where it said consumers are increasingly pushing back against price increases and winning. So what it is saying is that the large companies now are having to slowly increase that. They're still increasing, it sounds like, but they're slowly increasing now compared to fast, because it's saying the store brands, those brands are almost 50% cheaper.
In some cases. This is how we read it. We interpret it as people are choosing cheaper alternatives for day-to-day items versus buying the name brand, because the name brand is outrageously more.
Right. Like this one here is 24-pack of brand name single cheese slices for $7.69, but the store label's only $2.99. Or 32-ounce of brand name ketchup for $6.29,
which is crazy,
when the alternative is just $1.69.
It's crazy.
You should not be paying for name brand in those instances, because if you are, you're losing money.
You're throwing money away if you have an alternative. And that's what this is saying. ASA people are fighting back. They're frustrated, and that's what it's coming to. We see a lot of this. We see people and companies are like, we're going to try to push it, see how far we could push the prices. Read about a fast food chain that is about to change their pricing structure.
This one makes me sick.
It does, like, to change it based off of, like,
peak hours. Think of it like you're going to the gas station.
Yes.
Maybe in the morning, it might be more expensive. In the afternoon, it might have came down a few cents, or vice versa. This is how the model that they're talking about, like peak hours, might be more expensive than non-peak hours.
They're saying to help keep them competitive. This is just like, if this goes into play, we'll never go there again. Yeah, like, never. Definitely not. Ever. Doesn't matter. We'll go down the road somewhere else. We'll take our own lunch. So it's just so much more important to us now more than ever, especially with our current income structure, our new household setup. That's made saving money even more important to us, because I am not bringing an income into the household. I'm a stay-at-home mom, working the homestead, keeping the house maintained and all of that. Aaron's the one bringing in income. He's our sole provider now. So it just really pushed us very hard these first few months to really nail down what our budget needs to be and to really nail down savings.
Yeah.
So, pantry challenge. We're going to do our next week's podcast on a recap of the Pantry Challenge because we learned a lot of things from it. Good things, bad things, things we need to work on, things we need to push forward on. So we're going to do a recap on that. But I can tell you for February, we did really well.
Yes. Yeah, it was $97.99 mm-hmm. is how much we spent on groceries for the whole month. And, yep. you know, from what we did was we, you know, bought mostly milk. Mostly I feel like, but, you know, a few other items that to keep the working pantry going.
When they were on sale. Mm-hmm. When they were on sale. So I have a hard time if I see a really good sale item. I have a really hard time not maximizing our savings and taking part of that sale. I just am not built to not do that. So for me, it was really important that we, you know, actually make sure we're still building the working pantry. But for the entire month, or for the entire pantry challenge, we only spent, what, $175 altogether?
I have that up here exactly. So it was $173.91 for 2 months.
Right. So we ended up saving $425 for two months.
Well, couple more dollars than that then, because we think it's $175, I think.
Because our normal grocery budget is around $300 a month. That is the grocery yep. budget that I want to stick to, and this includes my stockpile items. So I might be not spending all my grocery budget in 1 month. We want to average $3,600 for the year. We'll feel really good about that. And we know we can do it. We know we can do it. I feel good about that.
Yeah. We saved a lot of money by doing the pantry challenge.
We did. And we were, well, we'll talk more about that next
yeah,
week.
Yeah. That sounds good.
We did have some more spending this month. We had some things we needed to get, some things we had kind of pushed off. We were waiting to make sure this was what we wanted. Things we just pushed off we shouldn't have, like batteries that we needed.
Yeah, we needed some for our cameras that we use and everything like that. But, you know, it was closer to a normal month. Still not a normal month. I say April will be our true normal month by then, because March...
it's crazy.
Well, we've got a lot of running to do.
We do.
But we're not going to be probably spending a whole lot of miscellaneous still, though.
Probably not. Well, we do have a few things we need to get on the miscellaneous, but we know they're bigger purchases, and we're trying to spread out bigger purchases throughout the month. So what's needed right now... we're prioritizing what we need right now and kind of pushing them down as they need to be. But we still ended up saving 60% of our take-home income.
Yep.
60%.
Yep.
For future goals. So part of that is for future retirement saving goals. Part of that is for the next 5 to 10 year goals.
Yeah. Yeah. So I mean, it was... a great month.
It really was.
And 60% is something to really talk about. I mean, our budget-wise sets us up for 50%.
50, yep.
So we were able to save an extra 10% on top of that to bring us up to 60%.
And we feel good about that. I mean, part of that was the pantry challenge. Mm-hmm. Part of that was other things. And we could really work on getting that miscellaneous down.
Well, honestly... it's probably a little more than 60% if you think about it, because that's money that goes into sinking funds.
We disagree here. He doesn't consider a sinking fund income out until the money actually leaves. I consider once it goes in that sinking fund, it's gone. So leave in the comments below. Who's right? I think I am. One is Julia's right. Two is Aaron is wrong.
Hey, wait a minute. They get you both ways.
I know, because I know I'm right. This money doesn't exist to me in the sinking fund. It doesn't, and it drives me crazy. It's like, I don't consider this our money now, because it's in that sinking fund. It has a specific purpose. We don't get it, because we pay these things annually. Taxes, we pay our insurance annually, all these things. This money isn't ours, because we're paying it ahead, so we don't feel a big hit to our budget later.
Vacation fund.
We're...
emergency fund. We ain't gonna have. Hopefully, we don't have an emergency this month. But let's say it's 5 years from now.
Still, they'll think of it. They'll think of it as my money. What's it leaves? The sinking fund is just part of it. It's part of the budget. We disagree. Let us know. Let us know what you think. I'm very curious. We did travel more this month.
We did.
We did travel some more this month. Mm-hmm. We had some things to do, some places to go, but we still kept our gas trips down to two.
Two fill-ups for the whole month.
Two. We are really planning these things out. Like, yeah. We know this weekend we have several big things to hit. So we know we're going to have to get gas this weekend. But we're trying to figure out.
Maybe not, because we filled up at the end of last weekend.
Which we tried to plan it out, like, okay, let's see, how do we make sure we're maximizing our trip? Yep. Oh, we do this on the front end. We do this before we even leave the door. And what we like to do is we actually like to go through, write down a list. I'll text it to Aaron. Yeah, I text
and this is the order of places we're going to, so we don't ever have to backtrack.
Absolutely. We try to go forward, not backward. And we try to make it, you know, kind of like a circle, a mm-hmm. loop. It worked out really well. Our electric bill, we were pleasantly surprised. How much were you expecting it to be?
Probably 300 after those cold days, but we kept it right on budget. But I don't want to be on budget for that.
It wants to be under.
I want to be, you know, like 125.
See, I think once we're running the freeze dryer once a week, it's going to be hard to hit that.
Yeah, but hopefully by that time, we do have the transfer switch yep. installed to take some of the energy off onto our solar.
Yes, yes, because we've kind of got to look at that again and figure out exactly what we're doing. But we have, I mean, we've done really well. I'm very proud of us. We've really kept everything.
It's looking amazing for this next month so far because we haven't had any cold days.
Yep. So once the temperature hits like that right amount and we're okay, we'll probably flip the heat off.
Heat off, so don't come on.
But we did have some bills.
Cold frame.
We bought brackets. And we didn't think about it when we were putting it together and we measured it. And when we measured it, we oversized the box. So we had to build a frame. And the brackets we would have had would have been perfect.
But then after we put that frame on it, they wouldn't work.
Did not work.
So we had to go to Lowe's to buy some hinges to put on our cold frame.
How have hinges gotten so expensive?
Oh, gosh, they were so expensive. So we got little two packs.
Yeah, we had to get little ones because we were worried about hitting the glass in these windows. These are very old windows. Mm. So we knew if we hit this particular area, there wouldn't be any glass. So Aaron was wanting to be very careful. And we had a sample hinge to look at.
Yeah.
And they were $350 for two.
They
did come with screws.
They did. But I told my dad, I said, if you see any out anywhere, like somebody's got a bucket of just hinges, buy them and I'll pay you back.
You know? He always picks up the best, like, bolts and nuts and things like that for us. Yeah. Like, we have buckets of it, and we do use this stuff. Right. We really do.
We ran out of hinges from what he had got us before, actually. So,
like, it's nothing for him to bring us a bag of stuff, like, random, but it's great stuff. Like, he's brought me bags of sewing stuff, like, and it's old sewing stuff, so it's good. Really good old sewing stuff that you don't get. They don't make it that way anymore. So it's really, really fantastic.
So that was one of our fails. We had the wood on hand, so there was no extra cost there. But it's wood we didn't get to use on another project.
No. Well, but it's okay. It did turn out.
It looks nice.
It looks very nice. We'll
do a video on that to show it off to you.
And we're going to do two more. They're going to be a bit smaller. We realized doing one this large, while it's wonderful, it was a bit too big for what we were trying to do. So we think we're going to go two smaller ones and maybe three. We'll also have to kind of figure out where we have put this. And this is where we're thinking homesteaders and we're thinking zones and we're thinking future-wise. We know we need a UTV or something in the future. We've not made a decision on what that's going to be. But we got to make sure that we can get it around it. Because this is our pathway.
We don't want to plug up a area there where we can't have a circle, basically, to get around the property.
Yes. So this was really important because we were looking and I was like, so, as we get older and we need this, what are we going to do? We did have some extra cash that we earned this month.
Yeah, so we had exactly, it was $194.48. So almost 200 again. If you look at it from a 2 month perspective, we're averaging $200 a month.
These were unusual months. It won't be this next month.
We had, she got lucky with $200 ones.
Yes.
Through the survey thing. But, if that's the case though, we should average 100 a month.
Around that, yes.
Around 100 a month is what which we would be should nice. Average.
That helps supplement and take the pressure off our miscellaneous.
And we do this from, this is money back from either receipt apps or money we're earning through survey apps. And then in the future, I think it's quarterly, like Rakuten and Top Cashback and all of those give that type of money back in quarterly instead of monthly. So, you know, those type of things when we're making online purchases, we'll get some back.
Right. We're really trying to maximize these things. Mm-hmm. And Aaron's doing a really good job, especially the receipt apps. That's sort of his thing. And we're not spending a huge amount of time on these things. I think Aaron spends as much time on the receipt apps as I do on all my survey apps. I really do, because you only do the receipt app. You spend about as much time as I do throughout the whole week because, like, I don't like Swagbucks. I don't feel like it's worth it for me, the amount of time and effort I have to put in to get anything back. I love CrowdTap, love Cloud Connect. Those are the two I tend to lean to, and they're super fast, so easy to use.
Yeah. Now, for me, I've done good on Swagbucks.
He has done really well on Swagbucks.
But it is...
time-consuming.
It's time-consuming because you get a lot of rejections on the surveys, but... the more you things you do throughout the month, at the end of the month, you'll get a like a bonus, per se. So that can help you, you know, up a little. That makes you think, oh, I'm doing better than I am. But right now, they're seeming to go toward a lot of game stuff. Like, if you play games or something, it's great. But, like, I do, like, daily trivia, and they have some word finds and stuff like that that helps get up your points as well to bring you up toward gift cards.
So... it's worked out really well. Shopping. This is something we've really shifted our focus on. So, the beginning of this year, we kind of looked at, like, where do we shop primarily? How do we shop there? Do we need to make an adjustment? We did this for 2 months now. Yep. And the big one for us is Walmart. I feel like when you go into Walmart, like, we are not impulsive shoppers. We're just not.
No.
But I always felt like,
Ended up buying something else not on our list.
Or we thought of it, or it was a really good price. So what I've done is we've actually, and this helps us in multiple ways, we just start shopping online. We have that ability. We have the credit card that we use.
That gets us 5% back.
On all their purchases.
Online. In store, it only gets you 2%. So we usually use our 2.5% in the store. So now we're actually... making 2.5% by shopping online.
Yes. And we heard something that really resonated with us because this is how we view credit cards. So if you are a credit card, we totally get it. A lot of people don't like it. We use credit cards as a means to complete a transaction. We do not see it as a credit card. We really look at these things like a debit card.
Yeah.
We don't see it as credit, mm-mm. although that's what it is. Mm-hmm. But to us, we treat it like debit. So we feel that money. When they say, you don't feel that money, we feel that money. We're like, we have to pay this back.
It's a tool for us.
It's a tool. It's a tool to complete a transaction.
Yeah.
But we've been doing it this way. Number one, I don't have to deal with, they don't have it, trying to find it in the store. And what I do is, we use to-dos. I'll tell Aaron, add it to the Walmart online list.
Yeah.
And we do one order once a month. Get that order and we're done.
Yeah.
And we're done. We don't have to fight. We don't have to search. We don't have to do anything. And we keep getting free paper.
Yeah, for some reason, I don't know why we've been, I don't know if it's because we're ordering diapers or what, but.
The loves,
but like both times we've been getting a pack of like, you know, school paper with the lines on them, like twice in a row. And I go back every time to look at the thing. I'm like, we didn't get charged for this, did we? I mean, probably, I don't know how much one costs now. It's probably a dollar now.
It used to be like 10 cents when we were growing up.
Right.
But yeah, like this time it was actually in the box because it's just one of those really, really weird things. But it helps out a lot. And it's really kept us more focused. And we hated the crowds there anyways.
It's gotten really bad for us.
In this area.
Yeah, especially on Saturdays when we would go. You know, we're ordering larger stuff. We got cat litter, for example, mm-hmm. and having it delivered as well. I do know at one time, I can't remember if it was Walmart or Chewy. It used to do it before. Then they stopped delivering cat
it was
litter.
Chewy, I think.
But now, you know, we get it through Walmart and just have it delivered. FedEx delivers it to us. So
yeah, it's so much nicer for us, so much easier. And even like food items, like I want to do cold items, but I don't. God, we never really bought much cold stuff from Walmart.
No, we might get one or two things here or there.
I mean, we really never really bought a lot of cold stuff. We didn't get like milk or anything like that.
No, we'd get like a bag of French fries or something.
Maybe,
like that.
Maybe,
you know, something.
And we're really trying to avoid buying those things now, trying to get more to making them ourselves.
Yes.
But it's not worth it to go into the store for us. I'd rather just order online, get the extra cash back, and really make sure we're staying on top of our budget. And that, I can see, 2 months in, it's helped.
Mm-hmm.
It really has. It's really helped. So, what are we doing next month to help save money? So,
I don't remember what we talked about.
Groceries is a big one. So, we're going to start seeing a more realistic grocery budget. This first month is actually probably going to be a little bit on the higher side because, as you're seeing in the upcoming videos, we're going to be starting a new series. It's called Meals for Deals. And this is where I'm going to take you into the grocery store. I always feel like it's uncomfortable when people do that. That just feels very weird to me. It just does. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to go grocery shopping off my deals. And I'm going to prepare some meals for you all and show you all what you can prep when you shop the deals. It's not all going to be deal food, but for the majority of it, we are.
Yep.
And I feel like it's going to be a very good. And also, start building that working pantry if you have not started that process yet. And again, we're a small family. I really try to keep our grocery budget small. And we really try to only buy the necessities. But this bill's going to be higher because we are also really working and focusing on getting chemicals, processed foods out of our diet as much as we can.
Yep, yep. That's something we're trying to definitely focus on now.
Yes. Big focus for me and how to build that into the budget. So what we're starting with is like bread products, things of that nature. I'm still eating up what we currently have on hand, but my great pasta deals, I won't be able to take advantage of those anymore because a pasta has chemicals in it that I don't want to keep putting into our bodies. So things that we have to really look at and take into consideration. Also, freezer meals for travel. I'm really focusing on one area this month, and that is breakfast.
Yeah, we need some items for like quick trips out in the early in the morning when we're going yard selling, stuff like that. So we don't have to go and get something, you know, at like McDonald's or Hardee's, for example, you know, that we actually have made on hand.
Yeah, so I'm starting with bagels because bagels are such an easy. We love them. We mm-hmm. love them. And they're such an easy thing for us to grab and go. So if I can make them ahead, freeze them, make our own homemade cream cheese, which found a recipe for that. I'm going to be trying that this week too. And I feel like this is just really going to push us forward.
Mm-hmm.
We can eat bagels once a week. Every week we're cool with that.
Yeah.
Totally cool with that. It's the little one I've got to figure out something. Unless she'll eat the bagel.
You never know. She might love it.
Loved the homemade bread.
She has.
She's loved the homemade bread. Like, before, I couldn't get this kid to eat a peanut butter sandwich to save my life. What have you ever heard of a kid that likes peanut butter but won't eat a peanut butter sandwich? couldn't get it to eat it to Mm-mm. save nothing. But I made a peanut butter sandwich, and she's eating it like it's going out of style on homemade bread. And even when I pulled it out of the freezer, because I did a test run, we can't eat a loaf before it would go bad. So I cut it in half, put half of it in the freezer, and pull it out when we're ready. She still ate it.
Yep.
So really leaning into that this month. Garden supplies.
We've got to get some more things for the garden, some more buckets, etc., stuff like that.
Start getting ready for fertilizer, rock dust, all that jazz.
Yeah, all those type of things. So those are going to be a hit to the homesteading, but hopefully we're able to keep right on budget with that.
And we can kind of manage it because we still have time before right. we're anywhere near ready to put anything in the ground except for the potatoes.
Mm-hmm.
But potatoes don't really require much.
No.
A little bit of fertilizer, you're done. That's really all they need. And then grass.
Right.
The grass on top. That's important. My father-in-law's already making plans. He's like, I'm going to cover this little patch up. Just you wait and see. I just imagine it being 2 feet high. I'm excited. Oh, the Rural King card.
So that's going to help too in the homesteading.
So we spread those costs out.
Category. So we're waiting till we get it. So they're switching over to a new company or whatever. And when we first got it, you used to get 5% cash back, but then they switched it to
like 2 months after we got it.
Yeah, 2%. And you know, so our 2.5% card got more back then. So waiting for that to come in, and we'll buy like some of the buckets and stuff then when we have that 5% card.
Our resale area. So we've been doing good this month. We've really started listing.
We've started working.
We started working on it.
I will say we're averaging probably a sale every other day is probably what we're averaging here over the past couple of weeks. It's all smalls though.
Yeah. So, but we're increasing. That's the goal this month is to get that increased.
Yeah. To have more stuff up, to get more stuff listed because we need to get toward our goals.
Yeah. And then we have a little one who's growing. Sort of. So we need to really, it's getting close to summertime. Those sales for used kids' clothes in our area start coming up. So we're really going to maximize our savings there.
Right. And we only go on the 50% off days.
Yep.
We do not go during regular price days because some people think, you know, my used kids' clothes are worth $20, you know, type of stuff.
Well, even on the 50% days, and it says no discount. But there are some things I will buy at no discount. If I see a decent pair of sneakers, a good pair of sneakers I can use outdoors, and it's reasonably priced, where I have an issue is these little fancy. We don't go anywhere for her, like, that often for her to wear fancy stuff. So, my mom got her a little jumpsuit. And that's what we have worn every time we have went out because it's fleece lined. So it's been kind of cool.
It's nice.
It's so comfortable. It's so soft on the inside, but it's warm. And I don't have to deal with a whole bunch of extra clothing for her because this thing is so comfortable for her. So I've really got to learn to limit the amount of clothing we actually need for this kid because we just, and in the summertime, I keep her in a onesie. I mean, it works. Right. Onesie and socks. Yeah. She's a sock girl. She's a sock girl.
Yes. Yeah, she'll go off.
She'll freak out like, you took my socks off, Mommy. You took my socks off before. She just looks at me like I've got two heads. But that's our kid because we're sock people too.
But, you know, we're going to be hitting those to get those type of things. And we make sure we go on 50% off days. So that's some of the things we're going to have. Upcoming, and you know, we're always trying to look at ways to save extra money throughout the months.
Absolutely. Just really checking to see how we can maximize our savings, and really focus on things that we need to have on the homestead, things that we're looking for, and making sure we're, you know, pushing, making progress.
Right.
That's the main goal here. We need to make sure we're making progress. So, what were you most excited about this month that we did well on?
Grocery. And gas. Probably gas, honestly, because we're able to keep it to two trips. I mean, two fill-ups. We actually spent, I'm getting the number out, $62.70 for gas for the whole month.
So, which is really good.
So that's really amazing. And keeping it that low means keeps us under budget. You know, we were not over budget in any category, right?
Except the electric.
Electric by $2 and 27 cents. But everything else, we were right on budget wise.
Or under.
Yeah, or under.
So we feel really good about that. I'm very impressed with our savings ability. Mm-hmm. Like, if we really hunker down, we can save.
Yeah.
Like, and this just proved to us, you know, doing a pantry challenge throughout the year does help your budget, especially if you can kind of focus on staying home. Now, we know it's getting to be spring and summer. We're going to be going out more because it's warmer, more fun things to do. But not only that, we are also looking at building this reselling business, so we have to hit those sales when they happen.
Right.
Well, I'm trying to find ways now to start cutting those costs.
Yep.
So, yep. While I have a little free time, it's kind of been my focus here.
Yeah, setting those processes up for us.
Yeah, start working through, figuring out food, snacks. That's one of the big areas that I really have to figure out for us. And I think I've got plans. I've got plans. You all will see a couple videos coming up. I've come up with a few recipes. I have a few to try out this week as well to see how they work out, because I'm really... really trying to push to have healthier things, healthier options. And I'm noticing Isabelle is eating the homemade stuff. She eats the homemade stuff so much better.
She does.
Like the spicy ziti I made, she gobbles it up.
Yeah.
I make these things homemade. She will eat them so much better than if I got them from somewhere else. She just tends to like it better. If I were to give her spaghetti sauce from a can, she doesn't like that.
She'd rather have the homemade tomato sauce.
I mean, we've had her tell me no. Yeah. Like, no, I don't want that. No. So I'm, you know, really leaning and pushing into that. That's really one of my big goals for this next little bit.
Well, any comments, questions, you can leave those down below or send them to thecandycupwhat@yahoo.com. And make sure to leave in the comments below who's right, Aaron or Julia.
It's Julia.
And if you've got, make sure to go check out our link tree, which has links to all of our other content. And go over, check us out on TikTok. You know, we've been posting up the shorts over there as well. So would really appreciate if you're on TikTok to give us a like.
And as always, thank you for joining us on Rural Reliance with Candy Couple, where we work hard, live simple, and enjoy life. Have a wonderful day.